I'm not an alarmist. I've never been in politics, but there was a word used by Deputy Timmy Dooley. He used the word reprioritisation of the roads plan, and that just set alarm bells ringing for me, because I, along with my government colleagues, have worked very, very hard on the National Development Plan. We've got key priority routes on the road infrastructure plan, including the A5, including the N14, the Bunnagee bypass. All those commitments are in the National Development Plan. Preferred routes are being identified for the Donegal section at the moment. We're working towards land consent, and I know there's still a lot of work to do in that, but I don't want to see a situation where there is some sort of a conversation starting around reprioritisation of roads in our region, because once you open up that conversation, there's plenty other of my colleagues around the country that are looking at roads to be completed in their constituencies. But this is about ensuring that the neglect that was in our region for too long, that it remains prioritised.
And indeed, as your party, one of the main in government, is this not an issue that your party can put their foot down on?
We're in government, and for as long as we will be in government, we'll continue to honour the commitments under the National Development Plan. I certainly won't be shy about ensuring that that will continue to happen. As far as the work that's been carried out by Donegal County Council and the TAA, that will continue. We've a track record now in the county and in government. All these new road infrastructure projects, it's something that we will continue to do, and we need the critical access into our region, and it's important that we do not in any way change the National Development Plan commitments for roads that we have to date.